Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the enhanced media portion of the June issue of Cars Magazine. I'm Adam Malik, I'm the managing editor, and I'm excited to talk about our latest survey with you. The annual Jobber Survey goes out to jobbers, naturally, to ask them to give us input on how they see shops running their businesses, and to share their thoughts and insights on the industry in general. We also ask them about industry trends, challenges, and what they're doing to serve you better. I'll dive a little bit deeper into some of these parts we just couldn't get to in our main feature, but first, I'll give you some highlights. As you'll see in the survey results, their top two concerns of jobbers are the fact that shops are buying cheap parts and a lack of business management procedures, which, if you've read the editorial, I mention it there, I found this quite interesting. We did a similar survey of shop owners for Car's sister magazine, Jobber News. There, shops spoke about how much they value parts quality. So there's a gap here. Shops are saying they want quality. Jobbers are raising a concern that shops don't want to buy quality parts. They're asking them to supply them with cheaper parts. So there's a gap there. And then as for the lack of business management procedures, jobbers further noted that they can't get shops to attend classes for training. They say they come, but they don't show up. But in our survey of shops, they said they want more training. So which side is right? It points to confusion to me in the industry. We seem disjointed, and that's concerning for the future of the industry as we go through massive change through electrification and share many challenges, such as talent challenges. So there's a gap between both sides on these issues as we move forward together on challenges. So there's a gap there that's got to be filled. So I'll just jump into some of the other areas that are that were of interest that I couldn't get to in this feature. And one that got a lot of feedback was I asked shops, what do you want to ask these jobbers about? And many said, want to ask what they're doing with deliveries. And we got some interesting insights. For example, many noted that they're trying to avoid rush deliveries to make the process more efficient. The shops need something right away? Yeah, sure, fine, they'll send it over. But if it's not needed until later in the afternoon, or not even the same day, they'll work to that schedule instead. You know, traffic congestion is a problem. It's just not a sustainable process to deliver five times in the same day to the to one shop. One noted, though, that if you're a loyal customer, have a basic monthly spend, you know, show that you are spending money with that business and being loyal to them, yeah, you'll get priority. Maybe they will deliver to you, you know, more than once, or doesn't matter how often you need it. We also asked about their challenges. What challenges are jobbers facing? And despite some easing, parts availability is still by far their biggest issue. They said things have improved, but it's not at a spot yet where it used to be anyway. And tied into that, parts prices, you can expect that to remain elevated in the next year, they said. The last point I want to touch on is the relationship between the shop and the jobber. In the survey I mentioned earlier that we did on behalf of jobbers, relationships made a comeback to being the second most important factor when deciding which jobber a shop is going to call first. Availability topped the list, as usual, it always does. So we put the same question to jobbers with the same options to pick from. And overwhelmingly, they said the relationship was the most important factor. That was 82% of them said they valued the relationship. The remaining picked parts availability. They didn't pick anything else. So that's kind of interesting here. It's a larger gap here. Jobbers by far believe the relationship they have with you is the most important thing. On the flip side, shops say product availability is the most important thing. They value that ahead of the relationship. So it's something to think about. Now, the priorities are generally aligned. Even though shops didn't have relationship as the most important thing, it was the second most important thing. So, but the weight of how each is being applied is different by the two sides. So that's something I found interesting. With that, I will wrap it up on this enhanced media portion of the Cars June issue. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.